Well, today I'm joined by Cathal Rochford. How are you, Cathal?
I'm very well, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, really. Nice to catch up, isn't it? Always.
Yeah, and as we've nice blue weather here in Spain today, so it's nice to have nice weather in January.
Yes, I think it's here to stay for a while, although we could do with some more rain, but anyway. So this week we're going to take a close look at estate planning for UK nationals living in Spain. Succession can get complicated since many expatriates have assets and families in more than one country, not to mention that a UK domicile status is hard to shake off. We're all guilty of putting off jobs, particularly ones we don't really want to face. But when it comes to estate planning, if you keep delaying it, you risk leaving it too late. Cathal, do you often come across people who haven't adjusted their succession plan for Spain? And what are the risks of this?
Yes, indeed, Howard. Estate planning, in our experience, can be something that people put on the long finger or postpone. I'm often surprised, in fact, when speaking to retirees here in Spain with significant assets, and they don't have, for example, a current will in place, or they may have had a will dating back maybe 20 years ago. So it is very important for UK nationals to review their estate planning and wills, I'd say every couple of years, and especially if they're living in Spain or have moved to a new country where new complexities and rules will emerge. You will need to consider the impact of Spanish succession law, how succession tax works, as well as UK inheritance issues, which continue to catch many British expatriates, often by surprise when they've left the UK. Estate planning is one of those areas that it is very easy to keep putting off, but the longer you leave it, the more expensive it can become. And leaving it too late can be very costly to your hard-earned family wealth. Your estate may not be distributed as you wished, and your heirs may pay far more tax than they need to. And British expatriates living in Spain need to be aware of and plan for a myriad of inheritance tax issues.
Okay, let's review the various issues everyone has to consider. To start with, if someone has a UK will, do they need to change it to a Spanish one?
Not necessarily, Howard. If you retain UK assets, you should have a UK will to administer for your UK assets. And if you live in Spain, it is advisable to make a Spanish will to deal with your Spanish assets. It's much easier to settle an estate using a local will rather than a will that's established in another country. A UK will may be effective in Spain, but a major disadvantage is that it will have to go through the UK probate process and legal process. This will inevitably create long delays and high costs, as well as having to be notarized and translated before being accepted here in Spain. It will also avoid any cross-references or contradictions with respect to the assets or your beneficiaries between the wills. So it's always best to keep things as simple as possible. And having a will in each country where you hold assets will achieve this.
But does estate planning often need to go beyond setting up a will?
Yes, absolutely. A will generally just states what assets you hold and who will receive these assets. A will is quite transactional, and it's kind of a one-off event. Estate planning, on the other hand, is it's an ongoing financial planning process, and it should be reviewed periodically, I would say every 4 to 5 years, to ensure that it meets one's objectives with their assets and estate, and who will receive these assets and in what manner. This could be, for example, after one's lifetime, or indeed during one's lifetime, depending on when you wish to pass your assets to your children or your beneficiaries. Estate planning will ensure certainty and control over this process. It will reduce delays and legal administration. We've often seen estates can kind of take years to settle. And very importantly, the right estate planning can mitigate taxes, which can be as high as 40% when passing assets down to your family. So estate planning certainly transcends beyond just having a will in place.
Yeah. Well, people brought up in the UK are used to being able to leave their assets to whomever they wish when they die, even the local dog's home if necessary. But things are very different in Spain, aren't they?
Yes, so in the UK, you're generally free to distribute your estate and your assets as you wish. Scotland does have some restrictions here, but for the most part, it's quite straightforward in the UK. In Spain, on the other hand, succession tax law imposes what's called forced heirship rules. In general terms, children are entitled to receive 2/3 of an estate's assets. So under Spanish law, you can't, for example, leave everything to your spouse automatically without some careful planning and getting your will right.
What about the EU Succession Regulations Brussels 4? What is this, and how can it help with your estate planning?
So Spanish succession law will apply to foreign nationals living in Spain by default. You can, however, use the European Succession Regulation, Brussels 4, to opt for the succession law of your country of nationality to apply on your death instead. You must, however, specifically state this in your will. Otherwise, distributions of your estate will follow the law of your country of residence, so here in Spain. Brussels 4 applies to all foreign nationals living in an EU country. It's not restricted to EU citizens, so it remains an option for British expatriates. And it's a very good option because you can essentially devolve to UK law where you can leave your assets to whomever you wish. Just to note that Brussels 4 only relates to succession law. You cannot use it to opt for UK inheritance tax instead of Spanish succession tax on death. And opting for Brussels 4 doesn't actually change the level of taxes you'll pay. It will just change how your assets can be distributed.
Since this is an EU regulation, did anything change with Brexit?
Nothing of significance on the estate planning side. Many areas as a result of Brexit did have significant changes, such as the end of passporting and financial services from the UK into the EU, the end of free movement of UK nationals here in Spain or the EU, and many, many pension changes which made the pension landscape more complex. But on the estate planning side, things remain mostly as they were. The bilateral double tax treaties between Spain and the UK remains in place, and these didn't automatically change as a result of Brexit.
Moving on to Spanish succession tax, can you summarise who may need to pay this tax, and on what, under the general rules?
Yes, inheritance tax in Spain works very differently to UK inheritance tax. Tax is paid by each recipient and not the estate of the person who passed away. And the tax rate varies depending on the relationship between the person passing the money and the person receiving the money or the assets. There's no blanket spouse-to-spouse exemption. So Spanish succession tax and gift tax is due if the asset being inherited or gifted is located in Spain, regardless of where the recipient lives, or if the recipient is resident in Spain, regardless of where the asset is allocated. So in simple terms, if the asset is a Spanish asset or the recipient lives in Spain, succession tax is likely to apply. The state tax for succession starts at around 7% and rises to 34%. There are, however, multipliers based on the familial relationship of the donee versus the donor and the beneficiary's net worth, and this can take the tax rate for succession quite a bit higher. There are, of course, some reductions and allowances available at the state level, but they are quite low. On the other hand, the exemptions and allowances available on the regional level tend to be much more generous.
Yes, various regions have virtually eliminated this tax for immediate family members. So does this mean many people don't need to worry about it anymore?
Yes, that's right. So, in Spain, we have 17 autonomous regions or communities, and the autonomous communities can adjust the tax rates or allowances or exemptions and reductions as they wish. And so they can make their community more beneficial for residents who live there. For example, middle of last year in the Balearic region where I live, they introduced a 100% succession tax relief for close heirs, such as spouse or your children, for example, so close relatives within your family. Other regions such as Andalusia, Murcia and Valencia also recently changed their succession allowances too. So in most cases, spouses and children do not have to pay any tax on successions or relatively little when they receive assets from direct family members.
And about UK inheritance tax, does it continue to apply to UK nationals living in Spain?
Yes, it can. Many British expatriates can remain liable to UK inheritance tax, since UK inheritance tax is based on domicile and where your assets are based rather than where you're a resident. This means that your estate could be liable to both UK and Spanish inheritance taxes. And this will apply if you have assets, for example, in the UK, which will always be subject to inheritance tax, or if you personally retain a domicile in the UK. So if you're domiciled in the UK, your worldwide assets may indeed be you know, caught in the UK inheritance tax net. However, that being said, a credit is given in Spain for tax paid in the UK to avoid a double taxation. So if UK inheritance tax does apply to an estate, it's unlikely that the beneficiary here in Spain will pay succession tax on the same capital.
Can you shake off your UK domicile status? And if not, are there steps you can take to reduce UK inheritance tax for your family?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So UK inheritance tax, as I mentioned, kind of follows you around the world, since your estate is liable for UK inheritance tax as long as you remain a UK domicile, not domicile person. So domicile is quite a complex and sticky UK common law concept, and many British expatriates are UK domiciled for their whole life. That being said, you can take steps to cut relevant ties with the UK and acquire a new domicile of choice here in Spain. This can, however, take up to 4 years, and to shed a UK domicile for inheritance tax purposes, you need to go through quite a robust planning process. So getting your domicile status wrong could result in an unexpected large tax bill at a rate as high as 40% for your family. So professional advice here is essential. And I think the key to it really is that if you are planning on living in Spain and it is your new intended home, you can indeed take steps and break these ties with the UK to ensure that you are on your way to breaking your UK domicile. At Blevins Franks, we provide a domicile determination service for our clients, and this can be very beneficial, and it can really fortify, you know, our clients' estate planning position in terms of domicile and avoid, a potential 40% inheritance tax bill down the road.
So overall, what advice do you have for our listeners on how to review and improve their estate planning?
I think the first step is to establish your own and your family's estate planning goals. Who would you like to benefit from your estate? Do you want control over when they receive their inheritance? Would you like to, you know, as they say, gift with a warm hand rather than a cold hand? Would you like to gift during your lifetime with control? Or would you prefer to distribute your assets after your lifetime? How quickly will your beneficiaries need access to the capital that they receive? And what can you do to make the inheritance process as easy and cost effective as possible for your beneficiaries? So I think once you have a good idea of who's to receive your assets and in what manner, I would say, seek specialist cross-border estate planning advice on how you can achieve your wishes for your heirs at the same time as keeping inheritance taxes as low as possible. Depending on your family situation, estate planning for Spain and the UK can get rather complex, but with careful planning and proper advice, you can get peace of mind that you have the most suitable approach in place for yourself and your family in the future. And essentially, you'll be able to leave the vast majority of your hard-earned wealth down to your families for their future.
And how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks?
Yeah, I would say our website is a great place to start, blevinsfranks.com. So on our website, you can see all of our local advisors across the various countries we cover, or you can give our office a call directly in the region where you're interested in. And our partners and advisors would be very happy to have, a no obligation initial chat and see how we can assist with your overall estate or indeed wider tax and financial planning.
Many thanks, Cathal. Always a pleasure. We'll talk again in 3 weeks.
Thank you, Howard. I look forward to speaking again quite soon.